But first, people, flu season is upon us. So if we get sick, is there a way to recognize whether it's the flu or COVID? Joining us now is Dr. DiLiello from Cardiogenics Medical Center. Welcome back, Dr. DiLiello.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's always our pleasure. So, you know, right off the bat, and it's a question that a lot of people think about, I'm sure, once they get those symptoms. Is there a way that we can tell the difference through our symptoms, whether it's the flu or COVID?
Oh, boy. Yeah. So this is going to be one of the biggest challenges that clinicians and people will have this fall and winter. And it really will not be clear, especially at first, because we know there's a lot of overlapping symptoms between the common cold and COVID, between the common cold and the flu, and even between flu and COVID. And so most years, you know, we could rely on watchful waiting as one of our best tools, you know, monitor the onset of symptoms, the severity, you know, findings that might be maybe a little bit more particular for the flu, like muscle aches and headaches, or other findings that might be a little bit more particular with COVID, like loss of smell or taste. Really, this year, I think we're going to have to rely a lot more on testing. You know, luckily, we have readily available tests for both flu and for coronavirus. And so I think that's really going to be the only way to make the clear diagnosis and then to assess the risk afterwards.
And for a flu test, is that something you would typically do at your physician's office, or is there somewhere else, like can you go to a pharmacy and take a flu test?
Yeah, so it's a good question. Definitely you could get it done at the physician's office, urgent care, walk-in clinics, eMERGE. It's a good question. I don't think pharmacies are doing flu tests yet. I don't think they've given them that role yet. So I think it would have to be done with a clinician.
Dr. DiLiello, a bit of a controversial question coming up here. Just brace yourself, lovey.
Is anything not controversial when it comes to these things these days?
Exactly. So I was just about to give my two children, who are 7 and 8, the flu shot this week. But I had heard from a pharmacist that it's better to hold off, because if the COVID injection is coming in for the younger kids to have, it might be too close to the flu shot, and it might not be a good thing to do. Is there a certain period that we should wait in between a COVID shot and a flu shot?
So there is, but it seems to only be like a week about. So, you know, we're not really worried too much. The timing would be more about like your first COVID shot and your second. But we definitely don't want the two shots exactly at the same time. We want to allow for some time to look for possible side effects. But I think within a week to 2 weeks is a reasonable time frame. So I would get your kids vaccinated against the flu now.
Dr. DiLiello, you know, I think all things considered, we've had a pretty mild start to fall. Has flu season, is it actually underway now?
Yeah, it should be. I mean, really, this last maybe 2 weeks and moving forward, it is. But you're right, it has been mild for some things, but we are starting to see the rise of certain viruses, definitely in kids, like the RSV virus. We're already seeing loads of cases of that.
What's the RSV virus?
It's a very common cold virus that affects children.
Okay.
We see it every year. It's sort of around the same time as influenza. So we're already starting to see a large amount of cases of that. I was talking to an infectious disease doctor at the Children's, and he said that they're seeing a lot more of that.
We're chatting with Dr. DiLiello from Cardiogenics Medical Center. So, Dr. DiLiello, typically the flu season starts October, and when does it end?
So technically it could go all the way up until May, but we know that the peak tends to be around the coldest month, so December, January, February, we see the peak.
And Dr. DiLiello, when it comes to this year's flu vaccine, I know, you know, it's a different vaccine year to year. Do we know anything about the efficacy of this year's shot? Because I know sometimes certain years it seems to be more effective than others.
Yeah, unfortunately, not yet. The effectiveness could only be calculated sort of in real time in the coming months. If we do look historically, though, so the range of effectiveness could really vary between 40 and 60%. But especially this year, with the coronavirus also going on at the same time, I would do, you know, even if it was 2% effective, I would take it.
Dr. DiLiello, I know every year there's always predictions. How bad is the flu season this year, or is it mild? Where are we at with that?
So, unfortunately, now we're just talking about predictions, so it's not, you know, we don't know for sure. But a few models have already predicted a pretty bad flu season this year. Some of them showing up to a 20% increase in cases compared to average flu years. And in the States especially, they're saying that there could be up to 100,000 additional hospital admissions compared to average years.
Wow. You would think that, you know, all of these hygiene measures that we've become so accustomed to, whether it be wearing a mask or sanitizing our hands or just proper hand washing in general, would have some sort of impact on lowering that, right?
It should. Absolutely, it should. The only kind of little side note to that is, I mean, last year we didn't see any flu because of the lockdown, because of the school closures and all of that. So in a sense, we did lose a little bit of opportunity to establish or boost our natural immunity against the flu, because every year, you know, you have the opportunity to boost that natural immunity through exposure. So we weren't really able to do that last year. But you're right. I mean, we know what it takes to reduce the risk of spreading a virus already. It's the same thing that's kind of been drilled into our heads for the last 2 years. You know, socially distancing, washing your hands, wearing a mask, all of that should help us for sure.
You're listening to Now Trending. I'm Orla alongside Andrea, and we're chatting with Dr. DiLiello from Cardiogenics Medical Center. Dr. DiLiello, as we know, as we've just discussed, there's a lot of symptoms that cross over between COVID and the flu. So for those who have had their COVID shot, some people do have the mindset that, you know what, it might cover me from for the flu because the symptoms are the same. What's your take here? Does it cover the flu, or is it a completely different, separate issue?
So that's a great question. I've been asked that so many times already this year. And it's a completely different thing. So the short answer is no. You know, the flu shot is not designed to protect you against COVID-19. And the same thing, the COVID-19 vaccine won't do anything to protect you against the influenza. They're really two different viruses. It's sort of like saying, you know, well, I don't need to put on my winter tires this year because I got my oil changed. You know, two different problems, two different solutions. But you're right. A lot of people will say, you know, I'm not going to get my flu shot this year because I just got my COVID shot. Really, there's no kind of interaction.
Okay, let's talk about what happens if, you know, God forbid, you actually get the flu. Because I know every year our emergency rooms become overwhelmed with people. What do you do? How do you treat it? At what point do you need to seek medical treatment and care?
Right. So this is especially difficult this year because it'll really depend on the severity of your symptoms. If you have known possible exposures, so if you know you've been around someone who came back positive for either the flu or COVID-19, or if you have underlying medical conditions. So because of the complexity of it this year, I mean, no one's going to fault you for calling 811 or talking to your family physician just to screen sort of what your symptoms are, how long have you had them, and just to decide what the action plan is. I mean, in general, I would say if you're feeling sick, try to self-isolate. Again, as I mentioned earlier, it's important to get tested and then obviously get lots of rest, be well hydrated. If you're having symptoms that are progressing, you know, you're getting anything like shortness of breath, very high fever, you're not able to hydrate yourself well, those would really be, you know, indications to go to the hospital or to urgent care.
Yeah, I think it's very important that people don't self-diagnose themselves or, you know, diagnose themselves off Google. And if you are, as
it's a story
many
of my
of
life.
Us do,
it's a story of my life. Really.
You're talking to the queens of it here.
Oh, no.
Any issue Andrew and I have, we ask Dr. Google.
I know. I mean, come on. How many times have I walked into your office, Dr. DiLiello, and had a diagnosis ready for you?
Yeah, no, sometimes helpful, sometimes bad.
How important is it when you get those symptoms to go get tested? Because it could be COVID, and then you really have to be careful you don't spread it to the whole family. Like,
that's
a lot of people
exactly
might
it.
Think, oh, I think I've just got the flu. I'm not going to get tested for COVID.
Exactly that. It's especially important. I think it's the most important tool that we have this year, aside from the vaccine. We know COVID tends to be more transmissible, so contact tracing is important if you know you're infected. We know it could be a lot more dangerous, and so you're going to want to know and we'll want to monitor people with risk factors. And so while both are bad, it's better you know which one you have. You know, and I'm also saying this as if they're kind of mutually exclusive. It's possible, I guess, theoretically, that you could get both of them and be positive for both. That would be really
unfortunate. Oh my God, that's a bad week.
Lord, yeah. Yeah, that doesn't sound too good. Dr. DiLiello, thank you so much for joining us and breaking down, you know, everything to do with the flu and COVID. I think it's a big discussion right now that everybody is interested in hearing about. So we really appreciate you taking the time.
Oh, it's really my pleasure.
That's Dr. DiLiello from Cardiogenics Medical Center.